I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL Draft starts tonight. Cavaliers, Browns tomorrow. Round number 2, 54, scheduled to be their first pick, so we've got a lot to talk about when it comes to the NFL. Let's rapid fire. Here's Mac Robinson.
All right, guys, got a lot going on. Obviously, like you mentioned, draft coming up tonight. One of the big questions that's been going around is the quarterbacks. Obviously, Caleb Williams seemingly locked into number one. Seems like Jaden Daniels locked into two. But Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, the other names that have been floated around, Michael Penix as well. But the big talk has been the trade up for a quarterback, whether it's J.J. McCarthy or Drake May. The question I have for you guys is, who is going to be the team that trades up for the quarterback? Is it the Denver Broncos? Is it Minnesota Vikings? Even the Giants.
I would be surprised if it's the Giants. I've seen that in some mock drafts. They have Daniel Jones under contract for one more year at big money. Then they can get out of the big money. I just don't think the Giants are going to be that team. I don't think they're ready to completely give up on Daniel Jones. If you're Minnesota, I'm personally a Sam Darnold fan. If Menegan were here, he'd slap me right now. I think Sam Darnold's never really had a great opportunity, and I think he could actually still be a really good NFL quarterback. I don't know that Minnesota agrees. I think Minnesota's the team that moves up, Andy, especially since they have two number ones to deal with. Although I've read things that say they don't want to give up both number ones to move up. How they're going to pull that off, I have no idea.
I like Minnesota over Denver as far as moving up. I just don't know where their foot went on the gas pedal with Zach Wilson, right? So where are you in that situation where you had Jared Stidham sitting there, Ben DiNucci?
DiNucci is no starting quarterback.
No.
Stidham, they've said, could be the starting quarterback. I don't buy that at all. And if Zach Wilson goes out there and plays like he's capable of, this won't be a popular opinion, I think he could be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
So the question then becomes, does Sean Payton say, do I want to try to push these guys to move up and get another quarterback? Feel like maybe we can put this thing in forward and go with Zach Wilson? I don't know that that's the case, but I just don't know if it's enough to make them want to move up in the draft to pick a quarterback. Isn't that the million-dollar question?
I think they will try to move up in the draft to take a quarterback.
To get somebody who can sit for a year behind Wilson?
Maybe somebody who could
start. I mean, if
right
you're
now.
Moving up that quick right
and
now, you want to bring somebody in
at 12. They're not going to have to move up to get a quarterback. It's how much do they like Penix or Bo Nix or maybe J.J. McCarthy. I can't imagine J.J. McCarthy sliding past the Vikings at 11. Do they have to move up to get him? Maybe from 11. And there's the question, Andy. J.J. McCarthy might get drafted higher than everybody thinks because somebody thinks in order to get him, they're going to have to jump up to get him. And whether it's Minnesota being afraid that Denver tries to trade up, don't forget the Raiders here. They're looking too. And it's interesting because those three teams pick 11, 12, and 13. I know. Minnesota's at 11, Broncos at 12, Raiders at 13.
I mean, Penix could be sitting there at 12 and they just take him and they don't have to do anything.
Absolutely. But it's which one do you have more highly evaluated? You know, that's the point. There are six guys that could be first-round quarterbacks. What, Williams, Daniels, May, McCarthy, Penix, and Bo Nix. Interesting thing to me, only two of them played at only one college. Four of them transferred.
The other thing that's worth mentioning as well, Denver doesn't have a second-round pick this year, still due to that Russell Wilson trade.
Yeah.
But
so what would they do to move up?
Now, that's the rumor that's been
Cortland
going
around. Sutton?
Well, the rumor that's been going around has been Patrick Surtain.
Yeah.
Who was in the last year of his deal before his option. So the rumor is that Sean Payton is willing to dangle him out there to potentially trade up if they're willing to move off of him in order to jump up for one of his guys at quarterback.
I do think that either Minnesota could survive a year with Sam Darnold at quarterback and see what they might have there, and Denver could survive a year with Zach Wilson at quarterback if Sean Payton's as good of a quarterback coach as everybody says he is, and maybe they could actually develop their own franchise quarterback from somebody they have. I think it's unlikely, but I think it's possible.
Now, one of the rumors that's been going around, Daniel Jeremiah tweeted this out earlier. He said he was asked, what is the wildest top 10 rumor that he heard? And he heard that Minnesota trades up to 3 with New England from 11.
Wow. Wow.
Then New England trades up to 4 with Arizona. And then at that point, Arizona trades up to 5 to go ahead and select Marvin Harrison.
So in other words, 4 quarterbacks would come off the board.
That would be the greatest thing ever for Arizona because they're sitting there at 4. They'll take Marvin Harrison at 4. They can sit there and take him at 5. And they get that. If you're Arizona, that's a dream scenario. Move back, get the same player you want, and get picks? Oh, come on, man. That's a dream.
That's not nearly out of the realm of possibility.
But with that being said, the record for draft trades in round one is 9. And that would already be 3 trades in the first 5 picks. So with that being said, how many trades do you guys actually see going down tonight with the record being 9? And that happened just in 2022.
I'll go about 5, maybe 6.
I was thinking 6.
I don't think it'll be outrageous.
You know, the other part of it is every time I think there's going to be, and I don't think I'm alone, Jeff, hopefully you think the same way. Every time we sit here and we're like, oh my God, there's going to be a million picks in the first round. There's going to be a million trades going on in the first round. Like nobody seems happy where they are, and somebody's got to try to get a quarterback, and someone's trying. And then those are the ones that are like complete duds. They'll be like, with the first pick, the Bears select Caleb Williams. With the second pick, Washington selects Jaden Daniels. With the third pick, the Patriots select Drake May. Number 4, Arizona, Marvin Harrison. Like, right to what everyone thought it was going to be. That's what happens when we start thinking that there's all these trade rumors that are going to happen. So, we'll see.
Now, obviously, you talk quarterbacks, but there's a lot of really interesting prospects when it comes to wide receivers, of course. We mentioned Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers out of LSU, Romo Dunze from Washington as well, and then a plethora of offensive tackles as well in this class as well.
Plethora.
So when it comes to the non-quarterback needy teams, which team is most intriguing to you guys that you guys want to see how they kind of do tonight?
Oh, well, Jeff knows where I'm going with this. It's Arizona right away, and it's Marvin Harrison Jr. And I've sat here and told him 1,000 times, Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best wide receiver in this draft. He will have a major impact in the NFL for years to come. He is ready to roll right now, probably the best receiver I've ever seen at Ohio State. He is just unbelievable. So, for me, it's on Harrison, it's Arizona, if they're sitting at 4.
Interesting thing to me has been some of the talk that we've heard, and we've heard some on our show, that Harrison doesn't separate from defensive backs real well. I've thought...
That is ridiculous.
Well, that's what I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Right? We heard it here on the show.
That's somebody trying to get him to drop a little bit lower in the draft.
Well, that might actually be the case, but I find that interesting. Team I'm really curious about is New York, because the Giants are sitting at 6 in the draft. I mean, they can go get a quarterback if they want one, or they could trade out of that pick. I think where they're sitting right now is a nice spot, except for one thing. If you want one of the top 3 quarterbacks, that's not going to get it done for you. So what do you do if you're the Giants? Do you try and move up if you really think you're going to replace Daniel Jones, which I don't think they're going to do, or if you don't think you're going to go quarterback there and go for the 4th, 5th, or 6th quarterback on the board, you're going to drop down. I think they could get an absolute haul. And they could make two or three trades themselves in the first round.
So it's been worth noting, too, that Malik Nabers has been often connected with them from LSU. And he was doing a TikTok live yesterday. And one of his teammates was asking him, oh, are you excited to play with Kyler Murray? He has a smile on his face. Are you excited to potentially play with Caleb Williams? Smile on his face. Asked about the quarterback in New York. He shuts down his TikTok live. That's all we got for NFL Rapid Fire.
All right, I want to dive more into the draft here. That was good stuff there. Thank you, Mike. All right, let's come back. I want to talk more about the draft, what's going on there, too, especially that the notion of the movement and, like, will we see trades before, or this are these trades going to happen right in the middle of the draft? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.